Good afternoon. This is Mark Gold with Top Third Ag Marketing, bringing you the closing Chicago Board of Trade grain comments for today, Tuesday, April 20th. The grains closed higher with May corn up 14.5 cents at 606.5. It's a new contract high and high close. December corn was up 8.25 cents, 528.25, new contract high and high close. May wheat up 7.5 cents, 659.75. May beans up 22.25 cents, new contract high and high close. November beans up 15.5, 1299.5, new contract high and high close. November beans got up to 1308.25, but couldn't close over $13. The beans closed 13 cents off the highs, the wheat 20 off the highs, and corn about 6 off the highs. So it wasn't, quite as stout as it could have been out there. Obviously, the weather market believes it's certainly affecting the corn and wheat crops out here. The wheat, Texas, Oklahoma, where the wheat has been heading, the cold weather there is certainly going to affect it. That's about 10% of the wheat there. As far as the corn germination, you know, it's a two-sided coin. Some people say some of their best yields have been planting in very cold weather. Other people say it's going to be a drag on the yield. It's hard to say. But Informa came out today and said the Brazilian corn crop was down 5 million metric tons from their last estimate. Maybe not as bad as a lot of people thought it would be, but certainly a significant reduction out here. The meal finished on its lows, but the oil was up over 2 full cents here. New contract high close there. It was up 205 at 58.32. Obviously, that was where the beans got their strength from today. So we've got strong basis. We've got lousy weather, but not terrible. One more night of cold weather, and then by next week, we're going to be by 70 degrees in Chicago, warmer south, obviously. So I'm wondering if we aren't reaching a little bit of a crescendo here tonight, tomorrow. I think we've put in a lot of damage out here. We've got high prices. Funds are long, record amounts of corn, in my opinion, and I'm just not sure how much higher we're going to push up here. But the charts really don't suggest any type of real top here. Unlike the lumber, if you've been following the lumber prices, they've been going through the roof up, I think, 19 out of 20 days. Today they were limit up and closed limit down. So obviously a key reversal there, and that's how a lot of these markets wind up ending. On a strong early part of the session, then they fall apart during the day and close sharply lower. That certainly didn't happen here today in the grains, but I think one of these days we're going to open higher and close sharply lower, but who knows when that's going to be. But again, I think we've built a lot of the bad weather into this thing. Demand is good for the most part, which is pushing up these prices, is evidenced by the strong basis. So we see that cool off a little bit and the weather warm up a little bit and they get some rains in Brazil, you know, the path of least resistance is higher, though it's going to run out of gas here at some point. That's really about it. If you have any questions, give me a call, 1-877-884-3343. That's 877-TT-HEDGE.